I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about watch out for the traps. Watch out for the traps. I've been thinking about this idea lately. We've been talking about making every day a masterpiece. And you wake up and you say, you know what, this is the day that the Lord has made, and God's got this plan for the day. He's got a day that he's designed just for you. But then as we go about our day, I think there are traps hidden in the day, opportunities to have that day that God made for you today, to have it stolen from you. And it usually starts out as thoughts, thoughts of overwhelm, maybe looking at all the things that you have to do. It starts out as pressure in the external world, putting pressure on you to get into fear, to get into worry, to get into anxiety, to overwhelm. It might start out as thoughts of getting offended, little things that people do that irritate you, that make you want to snap or just avoid them or get frustrated with them. There's these traps hidden in the day. And what I've learned, if you realize that there are these traps hidden in your day that are trying to steal the day that God made for you today, you realize that, then you can cast those thoughts down. You can avoid those traps. You can realize them for what they are. And you can stay on track. Now, if you ever miss it, you get off track, you fall into it, you start meditating on those things, whatever it may be. You get focused on the wrong things. There's always grace. You can always turn it back around. And it's learning to recognize those times when we miss it, we get off track, and to correct it quickly. But I do believe if you watch out for these traps and you realize that they are there every single day, There's both traps and opportunities hidden in every day to go further to the next level, opportunities to increase greatly and to go to the next level. But there's also traps to try to steal your day from you today. And if you learn to recognize them in your mind, to cast them down, to recognize when there's pressures in your environment trying to put pressure on you, learning to handle those traps the correct way, we're going to ask for God's help today to be recognizing them for what they are today and asking for his help to avoid them. It says the fear of the Lord. I believe this proverb says the fear of the Lord keeps one safe. It keeps you on the right track, seeking to have honor and reverence for God, and also having joy and delight in the day. It's one of the biggest things that can keep you avoiding these things. But we've got to recognize them and realize that they are there every day. But why are we taking communion every day? Jesus says, as often as you take communion, remember me. Remember me. It's this opportunity to stir his sacrifice into our mind and imagination and remembrance, into our soul, and to make his sacrifice relevant right now in this present moment, to make it active and alive right now in this present moment. We got this opportunity to combine it with something physical that we actually do with the juice and the cracker. It's like it unites our entire spirit, soul, and body together. Helps us to abide in him, to remain in his love, so that our lives produce much fruit. He also says, you abide in me, you can ask for anything that you want in my name, and you'll get it, so that your joy will be full and God will be glorified. Now, the Apostle Paul says, every time you take communion, you're proclaiming the death of Jesus. Every time you take communion, you're proclaiming the death of Jesus. So every time we take communion, we're proclaiming his death, which is a big deal, because in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens until you prove the death. The death is what activates all of the benefits. So every time we take communion, it's like an activation. We're proclaiming his death, which activates all of the benefits of this new covenant. It can serve as a marker in time to say, you know what, at that moment in time, when I took that communion, I believed I received those promises from God. I'm activating this in my life. But every time we do it, the Apostle Paul says that some people are weak and sick and die early because they don't examine themselves before they take communion. We should be taking communion with honor and reverence and the fear of the Lord, just with joy and delight. And the process that we typically take, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer. That's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we examine ourselves. Are we making today a masterpiece? How did I do over the last 24 hours? Today we're talking about these traps that are hidden in a day. We take some time to examine ourselves before our time of communion. And then lately we've been talking about physical exercise, physical workouts. We've been pairing a daily communion workout with our times of daily communion. I do believe physical exercise, one of the greatest opportunities to practice connecting with God and practically seeing and experiencing His grace flowing through you. And as you apply the principles of faith and exercising your faith into your physical exercise, it teaches you how to get that grace flowing through you. And then once you know how to do it, you can apply it into every other area of your life. Not to mention all of the great side effects of being healthier, fitter, feeling better, less joint pain, all these types of things as well. Let's get started with our prayer and then we'll get going. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities today to do good and to be a blessing, to help us be sensitive to those opportunities, and keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is what we talk about. Let's make today a masterpiece. How are we going to do it? We're going to stay connected to the master. Making today a masterpiece, when it all comes down to it, getting traction in our life, moving forward in our life, all has to do with mastering today, because it's always called today. We talk about putting our four fundamentals into practice, and you got to put the fun into them. You got to bring the excitement and the presence and the joy, because this is the day that the Lord has made. God has designed a day for you just today. In his grace, he's got this beautiful day for you to walk out today. We're going to first take our position in the light, then we're going to magnify that light. Stay tuned in for God's leading and direction today, and we're going to take action. Do those things that we know to do, and do them in partnership together with God today. So our first one, let's get positioned in the light. You got to keep repositioning yourself every day. This is the on-off switch. Either we're in the light or we're in darkness. There's no in-between. To be in the light is to be positioned in humility, because God gives grace to the humble. Being open to change, willing to change, willing to repent, to say you're sorry, to learn and to grow, to receive forgiveness. We got to receive that forgiveness from God. We got to forgive ourselves in the middle. And we got to walk in forgiveness with other people, which means we got to let some things go. To be positioned in the light is to be positioned in love, externally focused. How can I do good today? How can I be a blessing rather than looking out for ourselves? And one of the easiest, simplest ways to take our position in the light is just to stay positioned in gratitude and praise today. This be a trap that's hidden in the day. Watch out for opportunities to get into venting and frustration and complaining. Those would be traps that you can fall into that can steal your day away. Because once you get started on that path, there's always more. You start magnifying that, and it just begins to grow bigger and bigger, and it begins to steal the day that God has for you today. And when you take your position in that light, you're in partnership with God. You step into the light. By grace, God has given you everything that he has. Today, you got access to his spirit and power and presence, his love, his peace, his joy. You become part of his family. You got an eternal purpose to walk out with him together today. You got access to his mind and energy, his health, mind and wisdom, his health and energy, his time and finances, and so much more. Then we're going to start to magnify that light. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. And as we magnify, it begins to expand the capacity where it gives God a bigger area to work and to flow through us in our life. It also gets it more rooted and established in our hearts, more fixed and consistent and immovable when the issues and pressures of life come at us. And it's all about what we're focused on, where our attention is. Like I said, there's going to be these traps hidden in your day to try to get you to focus on the wrong things and to magnify them and to build them up, make them bigger than they really are. But we're going to stay focused on God, magnifying him. How are we going to do it? Just magnifying his word, staying connected to him in his word. Focused on his unfailing love and his faithfulness, that nothing's impossible with him. We can magnify our righteousness in Christ. We got right standing with God because of what Jesus did. We got his blessing and favor on our lives. He eagerly desires to help us today. Can magnify every good thing that he put within us. And stay focused on all the things that are going well, all the things that are going right, as opposed to all the things that are going wrong, all the things to complain about. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. Simply choosing not to focus on them, not to magnify them, but instead to magnify God as bigger than those problems, to bring those problems into the light. It's not denying them. It's bringing them into the light and say, you know what? God's bigger than this. He's got an answer. He's got a solution. Nothing's impossible for him. But he does give us a choice. We could choose to do things our own way. We could fall into all these traps, just focus on all the ways we've been wronged, meditating on magnifying the problems and the issues, dwelling on the past, not letting go of things that happened in the past, staying stuck, worrying about the future, things that are so uncertain we don't even know what's coming in the future. We could just do life without God, trying to figure it all out ourselves. This is where we got to recognize those symptoms. There's going to be traps hidden in the day. They make you want to snap at people, to retaliate at people, to feel all the heaviness and the weight of the problems on you, to withdraw your presence from people, to avoid them, to give them the silent treatment, to criticize. Then there's the heaviness and all that weight just sitting on you. You might feel hopeless, like you're trapped or you're stuck. When those feelings of overwhelm come on you, that's a trap. Trying to get you to take on the problem yourself rather than giving it to God. Your energy levels begin to diminish. Then there's the fear and stress and worry, the dread of the future. Might be confusion because when you're in the dark, you can't see. Don't know which way to go, which things to do. You fall into these traps and you get into these vicious cycles. They seem to keep repeating over and over. But when you take your position in the light and you start to magnify the light, you're going to experience this at greater and greater levels, this rest in your soul. And when you rest, you become more present and externally focused. You see all these opportunities to do good. They were hidden in today. Hidden today in your day. There's opportunities, but you only see them when you're in the light. And now when you rest, God goes to work and everything is free and easy and effortless. Because you've got his peace and joy and power and love and energy all flowing through you. You've got his mind flowing through you. And all of a sudden you get these aha moments. These flashes of insight that just come into your mind. And you keep your positioning in this today. You start magnifying this today. You're going to find that he just begins to effortlessly set you free. Out of bad habits, bad patterns, vicious cycles you've been stuck in, he just begins to set you free. And if all this weren't enough, he gives us this amazing gift of grace. We ever get off track? We fall into one of those traps during the day. just takes a moment to turn it right back around, to change your focus. How do you do it? You humble yourself. Father, forgive me. You receive that grace and forgiveness. You forgive yourself. If you need to reconcile with anybody else, you do that. You might have to say you're sorry. And then you start praising and thanking God. He's with you, that he's more than enough. He's got this amazing day for you today. And you might say, well, I'm just doing ordinary things today. How am I going to make today a masterpiece? It's not so much what you're doing, I think, a lot of times. It's how you're doing it. Are you executing it with peace and joy and confidence in God? That he's right there with you, helping you. And you change your focus and it just begins to flow all of a sudden. And then we're going to stay tuned in today. Every day he's trying to lead us and guide us and train us. We got to stay tuned in for his leading. One of the ways I like to do this is with the journal before bed. Start with gratitude to get positioned in the light. Then start to magnify. What went well today? What were my wins for today? What were the ways that I saw God showing up today? What are the opportunities that he had hidden in the day today? Then I like to ask this question. God, what were you trying to show me today? What were you trying to teach me? Is there anything that I missed? And you just get still and you listen, and whatever comes into your mind, you just begin to write it down. And then you stay tuned in throughout the day, because he may course correct you. He may move you down a different path than you thought. The day never exactly unfolds like you thought it was going to. It's got some twists and turns throughout the day. It's got opportunities and traps hidden throughout the day. And you stay tuned into his leading. If you're ever unsure on something, you just ask him, and then you wait until you know. Sometimes we get out ahead of God because we're doing things we don't know to do yet. What do you know to do today? That's the next question I like to ask in my journal. Just plan my upcoming day with God. I like to do it the night before. What do I know to do today? And then ask God, God, what's on your plan for today? And you just begin to write out, what's on your to-do list? What do you know needs to get done today? Anything in your conscience, anything you've been procrastinating on, anything you have a leading or excitement from God to do, and you just write out your plan. And then you wake up like a kid on Christmas morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. You take your position in the light. You start magnifying him. You get connected to him, and you start walking out that plan together in partnership with God, with a willing heart, with a good attitude, full confidence that he's right there with you, helping you to walk out this day. You do this. His grace just begins to flow through you and becomes this beautiful thing. And beauty is attractive and magnetic, and it just begins to pull more and more of everything that God has for you into your life. So like I said, every day, there are traps hidden in the day. The enemy has got some traps hidden in the day, things that try to steal your day away. You get focused on these things, it can steal away the day that God has for you today. And often I found it starts with thoughts. Our thoughts start to go in the wrong direction. Maybe we're feeling overwhelmed with pressures and things to do. Maybe there's pride, thinking we're better than somebody else. Maybe that we're getting offended by something that somebody's doing. Opportunities to vent and complain and criticize. And all these things, it starts with just a little seed. But then you step into that and you start magnifying, and it steals the whole day that God has for you today. It often starts with little thoughts, and learning to cast those thoughts down. It's learning when those issues and pressures, the things that you weren't expecting in the day, begin to come at you. You handle them together with God. Rather than getting into overwhelm mode, what are we going to do? All these types of things. You just handle them with grace and beauty, because you've got God with you today. So you got to watch out for these little traps. And they're going to come throughout the day, especially early in the day that I found. Because he wants to steal that day away from you before you ever really get going. Watch out for those traps and just stay connected with him. But remember, for every trap, there's an opportunity. You turn it around. There's an opportunity hidden for you in that trap to come out even better than you went in. If you ever get off track, you just turn it right back around. Don't let it steal your entire day. So we're going to take communion over this today. Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful that this is the day that you have made. We thank you that you've got this beautiful plan, not only for our entire lives, but for today. You are so detailed. You got a plan for today, a beautiful plan for today, opportunities for great things hidden in our day today. And we also ask, Lord, that you would help us to recognize any traps and be sensitive to them that are hidden in the day, that are trying to steal our day away. Help them to help us to avoid them, help us to cast those thoughts down, whatever it needs to happen, to walk out the plan that you have for us today. We're just so thankful for you, Lord, to have you in our life. Thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread, said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he said, "Take it. Receive it," that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. He's got a beautiful plan for you today. Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. Got this new covenant, this partnership with God. And I believe as you walk out his plan for you today, just make it very simple. Let's win today. Keep winning today. Just these basic fundamentals that we talk about. Keep winning today. Let's put together a winning streak here. I'm going to win today, and then I'm going to win the next day. I'm going to keep winning day after day. If you get off track, you just turn it back around. That's the way out. And I believe as you do this, you're just going to know God's heart and his love and his goodness that much more. Father, we thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have a juice, you can take a juice. All right, workout stuff today. On the daily communion workout, one of the things you'll see on there are deadlifts. Now, if you don't have the workout, if you go to our website, theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com, and you get onto our email list, the daily communion emails that come also have the daily communion workout attached to it. One of the exercises you'll see on there is deadlifts. Now, if for whatever reason you can't do deadlifts because of equipment, because of injuries, because you just don't like deadlifts, who knows why? Okay, you can substitute with other exercises. The goal is to get stronger on something in our lower body. Deadlifts are great for total body strength, but you could also just focus on getting stronger at something in the lower body. That could be with squats, with a barbell, with dumbbells, kettlebell, bands, who knows what. Could be with pistols like single leg squats. Anything that you can do to get stronger in the lower body. You could push or drag a sled. Those would be all options that you could do. So on the deadlift, were you going for 4 to 8 reps, getting stronger for 4 to 8 reps? Okay. And usually we just do one main set of 4 to 8 reps. And the goal here is not to go super heavy. Like I said, we talk about doing beautiful reps where God's grace is supplying the strength for it. And you don't have to go super heavy. One of the interesting things about deadlifts, there's a lot of studies that have been shown that just repeatedly and consistently lifting weights that are only like 30% of your max can actually lead to much greater increases in strength. One of the greatest secrets I found, if you just get stronger, if you take weights that are just medium and easy medium level of exertion, and you work them to the point where they are very easy, you get stronger just like you did if you take a weight that was hard and move it to medium. Same progression applies. If you find a weight that's just easy medium and you get it to where it's super easy, you got stronger. So you don't have to go super heavy on this. Just training, focusing on good form. I like to think of it this way. When I'm doing deadlifts, I like to think of God raises the dead. He lifted up Jesus from the dead. I like to envision that while I'm doing my deadlifts. But deadlifts, working up to a place where you can do 8 beautiful reps. When you can consistently do 8 easy, beautiful reps every day with a given weight, then we start to increase the weight and you start back over again. That's the way we typically do deadlifts. But I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you have any questions or whatever, if you're on our email list, you can reach out to us through the emails. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.